good morning. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibration, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall University. And this is Blog Talk Radio, Quest Youth Radio, which is the best radio. Now, I'd like to start out by saying music, like poetry, has a method. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking you to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibrations. So I thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective community. Now, today's broadcast, presented by Walter Pierce and Justin Hill, features our diamonds on Granville T. Wood and Percy LaVon Julius. As we continue with our definition segment, we define the word mortgage to increase our knowledge and base our knowledge based on financial literacy, and revolutionary to enhance our understanding of the importance of social change. Now, rounding out our show, our curtain features our artist we just heard for this week, percussionist, and you know, a foundation person, a person who gives back, Sheila E. Now, I want to begin by bringing in our host and panelists and have them introduce themselves and say good morning. And we're going to start with Mr. Shelton Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning to everyone.
Okay. Tanisha Gardner. Good morning, Tanisha. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody else doing?
Okay. Everybody's microphone is on, so you can comment back. And we have our student host, Walter Pierce. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
All right. And our next student host, Justin Hill. Say good morning, Justin.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Now, today I want to talk about, like we do every week, the resilience of Black history, the rebellion, the African-American, and the research chemist, the homeowner and loan, but more importantly, the new word that I learned from this particular segment, right, is, and you guys, you probably already know this word, autodidactic, right? Autodidactic is a word that basically says that you kind of taught yourself a lot of things. Well, without any further ado, what I would like to do is begin with Wake Up Everybody. Wake up! Live. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Walter Pierce as he presents his first segment of this radio broadcast. Take it away, Mr. Pierce.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibration, live on 89.5 from the campus of CN Hall in South Orange. Now, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond segment for this week is on Granville T. Woods. And see, Granville T. Woods was an African-American inventor. It was born on April 23rd, 1856, in Columbus, Ohio. He left school when he was 10 years old and went to work to help support his family. Woods became an apprentice to a mechanic. He learned blacksmithing and how to invent and repair machines. Woods continued his education by attending night school. In 1972, Woods became a fireman on the Danville and Southern Railroad in Missouri. He was later promoted to engineer. After only 2 years with the railroad, Woods moved to Springfield, Illinois, where he accepted a position with the steel mill. By 1878, he had become an engineer in the Ironsides, a British steamship. Within 2 years, he had become a ship's chief engineer. In all of the positions that he held, Woods experienced discrimination because of his race. Unhappy with his inability to obtain higher positions, Woods moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, where he established his own machine shop in 1880. The shop eventually became the Woods Electrical Company. Woods devoted to energies to developing an improved steam boiler in 1884. He also invented the first electric railway that was powered with electric lines from above the train. Previously, the lines had run along the tracks and been quite dangerous to pedestrians. In addition to these inventions, Woods also created the first telegraph service that allowed messages to be sent from moving trains. This invention dramatically improved railroad safety. Woods also invented several improvements to the air brakes used on locomotives and other large machines. Woods sold his inventions to a number of companies, including the American Bell Telephone Company and the General Electric Company. By the time of his death on July 30th, 1910, Woods has received more than 60 patents. That concludes my segment on Granville T. Woods. I thank you for listening to another segment of Diamonds. And this is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Since he was with his boys, he tried to break discuss. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice of the tool. I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you wait.
Who you calling me?
Okay, so I'm not sure. Should I call it an equalizer? No, the queen, Queen Latifah, right? And what a message in that particular song. So that being said, we want to continue on and bring on our next student host with his segment of Diamond. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, everybody. This is student host Justin Hill on WSLU. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And for my diamond segment, it'll be on Percy Ravon Julian. Percy Ravon Julian was born April 11, 1899, and he died April 19, 1975. He was an American research chemist and a pioneer in the chemical synthesis of medical drugs from plants. He was the first to synthesize the natural product and was a pioneer in the industrial large-scale chemical synthesis of the human hormones. And he later started his own company to synthesize cereal and terminates from the wild Mexican yam. And that concludes my segment on my diamonds. Again, this is student host Justin here on WSLU.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And now it's time for a little soul power.
No, we need it, soul power. We got to have it, soul power. No, we want it, soul power. Hey,
forget there. I've got to win. You need some, so come on and get some. And then you know where I'm coming from. I may lay in the cut and go along, but I'm still on the case, and my rap is strong. Hey! Go jump on my train when I'm out of sight. Just check yourself and say, yeah, you're right. All right. Look at you.
From my understanding, Garrett Morgan is the one who invented the streetlight, but you say that he was instrumental in providing information as far as the actual colors to the streetlight?
Well, that was my understanding. You know, I might have gotten the names wrong, but, you know, the same sentiment goes on that we have been innovative in a lot of areas that seem commonplace today but weren't before we came up with ways of making it happen.
Okay. So, Mr. Harris, I see you have your hand up saying, leave me alone. Okay. So that being said, we're going to move on. Tanisha Gardner, right, I'm going to go a little bit easier on you. Which one of these particular diamond features, Granville T. Woods, Percy LaVon, Julian, would you like to make a comment about or, you know, say something?
They're very both important, especially in our times now. I never heard of them until now. And I'm like, wow, we are so amazing. That's what I want to say. And especially from Granville Woods, how in the time, that was like the 1800s, like the late 1800s. And it was like for him to be so powerful and especially go against Thomas Edison when he tried to steal one of his inventions and he actually won the lawsuit. I think that's like so amazing that he advocated for himself in such a major way. That's something that speaks volume, especially to our generations, to tell us not to give up and we should pursue everything that we need to and be able to teach ourselves and no one be able to take away our knowledge. And I think that's very powerful. And especially as on the Black Inventors, for the scientists to invent, to be able to take the abstract of nature and create something that's so powerful for glaucoma, that is something big, you know, and that's very monumental. And it's something to very look into and be able to, you know, gear our youth into that direction, especially with the time that we're living in now with the construction, the major construction bills that they want to pass within Congress with the Build Back Better plan and how the infrastructure is coming in and how we are not really educated now on the premises of how our ancestors was able to be like in the railroad industry, and especially with the construction now that's happening, how do we prepare our brothers and sisters for that industry? And I think this is something that needs to be taught in school, especially through the STEM program, of how powerful we are, and through our inventions and through our creativity, we could definitely pivot and change the world.
Well, all right.
You remind me of the two parallels that we're talking about. One person dealing scholarly as a scientist, a research scientist in chemistry, and one autodidactic person who was able to learn the skills of a different trade and apply them to become very successful in different ways for things that we use from day to day. I would like to just go to our student host, Walter Pierce. Walter, you've heard the elders kind of chop it up. What do you take from this?
You know, it was a lot of good information being passed, you know, talking about, you know, adding on to, you know, Granville T. Woods and Justin segment as well. I just want to shout out, you know, them for providing that.
Okay. And, Justin, you won't escape me. What do you think about what we've all said here this morning so far?
I think it's very important information for me to learn about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And indeed, I want everyone to do this one thing. When we come back after this next song, and that is Keep Your Head to the Sky. And now, as we continue with our broadcast, I'd like to bring back our student host, Walter Pierce.
Yes, good morning, everybody. And to go on to my second segment of today, I will be going into definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence, not have it defined for us. My definition for this week is on mortgage. And see, mortgage is a word lenders use to describe a formidable pile of legal documents you have to sign to get the money you need to buy or refinance real property. Now, you're probably wondering, what is real property? Well, it's dirt. It's plain owned terrain, farmer, and any improvements, which include homes, garages, swimming pools, sheds, barns, or any other building that is permanently attached to the land. Mortgages aren't used only to facilitate home purchases. They are used whenever people acquire any kind of real property, from vacant lots to commercial real estate, such as shopping centers, and even the Empire State Building. Now, in case you are curious, anything that isn't real property is classified as personal property. So things that are movable possessions, such as stove, refrigerators, dishwashers, and dryers, will be considered personal property permanently attached to the land. Now, mortgages encumber real property by making it security for the repayment of a debt. A first mortgage ever so logically describes the very first loan secured by a particular piece of property. The second loan secured by the same property is called a second mortgage. The third loan is a third mortgage, and so on. You may also hear lenders refer to the first mortgage as the senior mortgage. Any subsequent loans are called the junior mortgages. So from a lender's perspective, each junior mortgage, subsequent mortgage after the first loan on a payment, increasingly risky because in the event of a foreclosure, mortgages are paid off in order for their numerical priority, in order of their numerical priority or seniority. But in plain English, the second mortgage lender doesn't get 1 cent until the first mortgage lender has been paid in full. So if a foreclosure sale doesn't generate enough money to pay off the first mortgage, well, the second lender doesn't really get anything. Due to the added risk, lenders charge the higher interest rates for junior mortgages. And that concludes my segment on mortgage. Again, I would like to thank you for tuning in to my weekly definition segment where we discuss financial literacy. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
And when we come back after this trip to Tokyo, we're going to hear our next definition presented by Justin Hill.
I know, but I gotta get up out of here, you know? I gotta go pay these bills, I got a show to do, you know? One time for your mom. Let's go to sleep in Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago. Man, I love her, and I hate
to leave her lonely. Ring, ring, went the iPhone, it was my homie. He said, let's hit Japan, if we can make them jam, we can make 100 grand. Spend it in the south of France, nothing further. I jump, grab my go-yard trunk, get ready to walk it out like Unk in my John Lennon chucks. That's when I heard murder, you're killing me and filling me with sorrow. Sunrise, goodbyes, and missing you tomorrow. I turn to see my dream love, supreme queen, ain't a thing gonna sing, cry. I drop my bags in the flash, that's faster than 180 on that dash, sir, to dry your tears. And wipe the rain from my dear like Dasher. Use the dame who's the username to all my passwords. The reason I get fly is Ivan Jasper. I even keep your picture in my passport. Love, love. Real, all in together, free chill. Tell a steward it's the dope movie on the real. Heat up my kosher meal, exchange my dollar bills, lean back in my first class seat and sleep. Don't wake me till I land where they barely understand what I speak, but they nod to my beats. I tell my fans who I am and they stand and they clap, they applaud, they love me, my God. Scotty Samadeshda, or maybe au revoir. A spree on St. Henri, then back to Charles de Gaulle. So I can get home and tell her everywhere that I've been and everything that I've done and tell her that she's the one and
let's go to sleep, Paris. Wake up.
Guess who's back in the house with a bunch of souvenirs and a smile for your mouth. I really missed you each and every night. I kissed you in my dreams before I went to sleep to La La Land to count them sheep. I swear you're looking prettier than ever. It's got to be a prophecy for us to stay together evermore. For better or less support, all worth a waiting, buried treasure, X's on the shore. I know my world tour's like bored to ya, but Ian said aloha, and Hardy said cheers, Julian said bonjour, Big O was like yeah, Amanda and Lamesti wanted to win, we going there, Edison sends his love, so does the rest of the club of the international playboys and playgirls, but I revoke my membership, all for my tenderness, she said pursue your interests, cause even if I'm ticketless, I'll be there, by your side, in your heart, on your mind. So as I taxi down another runway, I got you. Who loves you, babe? Now bring it back now.
Let's go to sleep, Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Born in love in Chicago, Maine. Then we can land in the motherland. Camelback from the death stand. Take a train from Rome for home. Brazil for real. Wherever I go, she go. Wherever I go, she go. Wherever I go, she go. Wherever I go, she go.
Okay, and we're back, and we have another couple of people on the line, but right now on the line is student host Justin Hill with his next segment. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, everybody. For my next segment, which is definitions, it'll be on the word revolutionary. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And a revolutionary is a person who either participates in or advocates a revolution. The term revolutionary can also be used as an adjective to refer to something that has a major sudden impact on society or on some aspect of human. And that concludes my segment on definitions. Again, this is student host Jesse Hill on WSLU.
Okay. Now, here's someone that we haven't heard from on our team, right? And welcome back, Tamir Davis. I want to bring you in on the term that Justin just talked about, and revolutionary. If people want to, you know, shy away from the word revolution and being a revolutionary, can you just tell us why we shouldn't? And good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I think that there's always, and change is always inevitable. And so that, and it's always prudent to actually fight for one's rights, for oneself, in a sense of utilitarianism, in a sense of good for all. And there you could have a peaceful resolution and such in which many revolutions or many different movements that had taken place were peaceful. And then you had different situations where there was armed struggle. But nevertheless, that in society, there's always room for growth and development and change. And so that you had many different examples from peaceful revolutions led by SCLC, Southern Leadership Conference. You had other different examples, like such as the Black Guerrilla Family. You had peaceful revolutions that was led by Mahatma Gandhi. And so you have different ideas of revolutions, but nevertheless, it is about structuring society in such a way where it's just for everyone at the same time. And people should always challenge.
Say that again.
People should always challenge ideas for better development.
Okay. That being said, Mr. Harris, chime in here. The ballot or the bullet? Revolutionary. Nonviolent.
Yeah, well, you know,
the Black Panthers.
Yeah, well, just like Tamir was saying, sometimes you can have a nonviolent revolution, but during most parts of society, most revolutions are not nonviolent because most people in power don't want change. And the revolution comes from the people who are not getting what they feel they need to get from any particular group or government. And like Gil Scott Heron said, the first revolution is not going to be televised because that's when you change your mind. And that's what people need to understand, that, like Jimmy was saying, change is inevitable. But if you're going to change anyway, it's better to direct the change instead of just going through the change.
Very good point. And a good spin on words. I like it. I want to bring Val in. And Val, good morning. Okay, so perhaps
good morning.
You just listen. There you go. All right, Val, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want you to tell us why January 6th, year 2021, was not a revolution.
Oh, gosh, you are putting me on the spot.
Well, keep it brief.
Well, I guess you could say it was not a revolution because it seems to me as though the goals were not to benefit, you know, the majority and, you know, our country in general, maybe like a specific group of people and only their objectives. Not
okay.
A revolution.
Well, yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I think you did a good job. And I commend myself for putting you on the spot. Right, that's a great answer because it wasn't for the greater good for all people, right? And that was part of the definition. Now, I'd like to come back to our student host, Walter Pierce, because we're running out of time, and it's time for our segment of Curtain, which is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. You see, many recording artists have grown rich from the community, but this particular segment talks about what specifically the community has gained from the artist. Curtains is a review of the musical growth in history and the impact of the particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. It is musical and lyrical, social consciousness as presented by the artist over a period of time and music releases. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist and today her genius and her involvement in influencing all people's style and creativity in the world today. Walter.
Yes, and, you know, born into a musical family, Sheila E. has been driven by an inner rhythm her entire life. As a young girl, she was influenced and inspired by her percussionist father, Pete E., musical uncle, Koki, and godfather, Tito Puente. She began her career in the mid-1970s as a percussionist and singer for the George Duke Band. After leaving the group in 1983, Sheila began a successful solo career, starting with her critical acclaimed debut album, including her career-defining song, The Glamorous Life, which was produced by Prince. Beyond her music career, the Musicians Foundation was extremely proud to announce the Sheila E. Drum Scholarship at Musicians Institute of College Contemporary Music in 2015. The Sheila E. Drum Scholarship has been created to honor the exceptional talents, trendsetting artistic career of recording artists and drum virtuoso. Sheila E., the scholarship is made possible by the generous support of the MI's alumni to provide opportunities for talented emerging musicians to further their education and realize their own creative vision. The 1500 scholarship as a tuition credit will be awarded to a newly enrolled student, U.S. or non-U.S. citizen, in the Associate of Arts and Performance Drum Program for one who demonstrates overall understanding, musicianship, and any of the following genres, R&B, funk, Latin, or pop. Sheila E. is an example of an artist coming from humble beginnings, building on her family's love of music and understanding that for whom much is given, much is required. Now, let's hear some of that music that we have been talking about. Thank you.
Okay, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, we've run out of time, so I'd like for you to close us out.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Quest Youth Radio is the best.
Everybody.
The best youth radio.
All right. And everyone, live the glamorous life.
Mama. much.